Hey everyone, it's Lena and we're back to Morning Minutes in another episode. I hope you are having a great day already. And we are in a study of 1 Corinthians called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. And we are continuing to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, specifically the tongues. Today we are in 1 Corinthians 14, 13 through 25, and I've called today's teaching Caution on the Gift of Tongues. A lot of debate on the gift of tongues and whether you believe in it or not. Let us see what God's word has to say on it here. Therefore, Paul writes, one who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. Otherwise, if you give thanks with your spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say amen to your thanksgiving when he doesn't know what you're saying? For you may be giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not being built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak 5 words with my mind in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature. In the law, it is written, by people of strange tongues and by the lips of foreigners will I speak to this people, and even then they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Thus, tongues are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers, while prophecy is a sign not for unbelievers, but for believers. If therefore the whole church comes together and all speak in tongues, and outsiders or unbelievers enter, will they not say that you are out of your minds? But if all prophesy and an unbeliever or outsider enters, he is convicted by all. He is called to account by all. The secrets of his heart are disclosed. And so, falling on his face, he will worship God and declare that God is really among you. So, in these verses, certainly Paul makes a compelling argument to be cautious about the gift of tongues, which was highlighted as one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Debate in the church about whether this has stopped or continues, and some churches believe that without it you're not really saved, and others believe that if you practice it you're not really saved. And so just a wide range of this. I certainly have made maybe my thoughts clear on this, and that I do believe that it is a gift that has continued, but to be used in caution. And remember that all of the gifts were given for the edification of the church and for the common good. So let me just give you 3 cautions. Number one, the danger of speaking in tongues is to turn off the mind. Paul starts by sort of making this compelling argument that we are to pray not just with our emotions, but with our mind. And the person who speaks in tongues is at risk of becoming so experiential and emotional that that it is an unfruitful prayer. He says, I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. So God wants us to engage both in spirit and in truth with our mind and our emotions. Both are parts of, we are to love the Lord with all of our hearts, souls, minds, and bodies. And so just a reminder of that. We are to think about what we're to say. And a lot of times people who practice the gift of tongues really sort of advocate this letting go and letting the spirit take over. And I don't see a biblical pattern for that at all. So spirit without mind is unintelligent worship, whereas spirit with the mind are godly. And so again, ask God to help you to monitor your life and see if again, you err on one side or the other, and to just ask God to help you be more balanced in that. So the danger of speaking in tongues is to turn off the mind, but also the danger of speaking in tongues is to confuse others. This is definitely a danger, and we see here how he reiterates that the tongues were a sign not for believers but for unbelievers, and how sometimes people could come in and hear gibberish and be like, well, what are they saying? And so you needed someone to interpret and to prophesy, which might lead to more conviction. And so uncontrolled speaking in tongues sometimes makes us look foolish to unbelievers, and uninterpreted speaking in tongues is confusing even for believers. And even in the verses leading up to this, we see that. So again, you know, people talk about a prayer language, the speaking in tongues. Paul himself talks about the fact that he does speak in tongues, and he infers it at least in a verse. I can't find it this very second, but we'll come across it soon. And so let's be careful, you know, why we do what we do. And is it biblical or is it tradition? And on either side of an equation, by the way, I try not to be dogmatic on either side, but ask God to lead you in this. And so a caution on the gifts of tongues. Number 3, the danger of speaking in tongues is to get stuck in the gift. And I fear that that's the biggest issue, is that we have a tendency to be so stuck in our opinion that we can't see past it. It becomes the end all and all. And so either side of it, by the way, you might be so stuck in it that you have no room for believers who don't practice it, or vice versa. I find based on Paul's words here, especially towards the end, it is more important to listen to the Lord than to speak in tongues. I think sometimes we have prioritized our gifts of the Spirit over the Spirit himself. Let us be cautious in that. Let us be careful. It is more important to act maturely, and remember, we just spent time in 1 Corinthians 13 and in love, than to speak in tongues. I think that is a caution for those of you who practice the tongues and maybe have some sense of pride in it. Or if you look down on your brothers and sisters in Christ who practice speaking in tongues. And so let's be biblical in our thinking, and let us be loving in our treating of one another, and let's keep the majors major and the less serious, the minors more minor. And so I'm sure you have an opinion on this. And so if you want to share it and are burning to share it, send me an email at lena@livingwithpower.org. You can pray for me if you want me to get this gift. Go on, do it. I've had a lot of people pray and lay hands on me. In the meantime, I am blessed by those of you who do practice this gift. I love you guys. You're all my brothers and sisters in Christ if you follow Jesus. Therefore, all together, we can say, as usual, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. In the meantime, we will have a great day and see you again tomorrow.